After play school, the grade that you enter in grammar school is the?
Primary, first grade.
And in a schoolroom, each child has an individual?
Desk.
If you have a room full of those things, you have a room full of?
Desk.
What about the building in town that you might go to check out books?
Library.
And if you had to stay overnight in a strange town, you'd stay at the?
Hotel, motel.
And if you got sick, you might go into the?
Hospital.
And in the hospital, the woman who takes care of you, that's the?
Nurse. Receptionist, nurse.
And if you wanted to see a play or a movie, you'd go to the?
Theater.
And if you wanted to catch a train, you'd go down to the?
Depot.
Or is there another word for depot that people might use? Another expression? Maybe the rail?
Railroad.
Railroad station.
Station, yeah. I guess so, yeah. Here was always express depot.
And if you wanted to catch a bus, you'd go to the?
Bus station.
In some cities and towns in the South, there's an area around, might be the courthouse, you know?
Yeah.
That,
Square.
The square? You don't have something quite like that here in Tiptonville, do you?
No, no. Our town was built and designed on the old river plans, which were pretty much standard type construction for old river towns up and down the Mississippi. But a lot of this town caved into the river years and years ago, so it's built differently than most towns you will find. But as we know in the South, most of your towns are built around the square.
Are there any parks around here other than the area at Realfoot?
Yes, there's one city park, two city parks.
What did you call this vehicle that was used for transportation in some larger cities? It was on rails and ran from electricity from water.
Oh, streetcar.
Streetcar. Mm-hmm. I've heard that called anything else.
No. I guess I have, but I can't recall.
Maybe trolley car?
Yeah, trolley. Trolley was the earlier expression for that.
Is that right?
When they first ever went into use, trolley cars. And later they put a more modern name to it than streetcar. But early expressions always catch the trolley. And that's when they were even smaller in those days, you know.
Uh-huh.
Kind of scooped up together. That's what they call trolley car.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's smaller than a streetcar.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you were riding a bus, you might tell the bus driver, well, the next corner is where I want
to get off.
Mm-hmm. And here in Tiptonville, the city and the county where you have the courthouse, you call it the?
County seat.
Mm-hmm. And a man who has a civil service job doesn't work for the state, but he works for the federal
government.
And you say the police in a town are supposed to maintain what?
Law and order.
And before the days of the electric chair, a murderer was
hanged.
It's usually just easier to illustrate this question. If you had a couple, two streets intersecting each other like this, mm-hmm. one going this way, one going that way, and you were at this corner and you wanted to get over here, mm-hmm. instead of going from here to here to here, for instance, with the lights, you just went straight across like mm-hmm. that, how would you say you crossed?
Do you mean the police term that's used for it is jaywalking?
Jaywalking.
Or
is there
you
something
meant it diagonally?
Diagonally, could do it. Have you ever heard anybody describe that or a situation like that as doing it kitty corner or catty corner?
Yeah, I've heard that.
Mean the same thing?
Yeah.
I want to ask you about a few names of a few states and cities. The state with the city with the largest population in this country would be
New York. Mm-hmm.